Dear family and friends, once more, I am about to engage in a conversation and an interview with my beloved Dr. Mas'ud Iqrari, who's actually a cousin to my mother and my aunt, Rohani Khanom, and my mother, Ruhiya Khanom. And Dr. Mas'ud has been a resident in United States for decades, and he will tell you more about it himself. And I'm very grateful to Mr. Iqrari, Dr. Mas'ud Iqrari, for accepting to speak to me on our beloved martyred cousin Shidroch. Allah habha Janab Iqrari. Please go ahead.
Allah habha.
You may speak in either one of the two languages you wish. English.
No, I speak in English. It's easier.
Okay.
The thing I wanted to tell you that, yes, I've been in the United States 50 years. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, on November 9, I graduated from Paris University with doctor's degree in November 9, which will be in two more days. Will be 50
the day after
years.
Tomorrow. Wonderful.
Yes. But anyway, talking about the beloved Shidroch, I knew Shidroch as a child when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And she would come over the house of my uncle, and we would see her on and off, but did not have too much of interaction because I was a teenager and she was a child, like 9-year-old, 10-year-old, something like that. But she was a friend of my younger sister, Farah, and this was, I knew her that way. Mm-hmm. But I really get to know the family, her children, Manushid and Mujan, and there the fruit and of the tree of Shidroch, and then you know the tree by its fruits, and they are very nice people. They are very dedicated Baha'is, and each time I go to Washington, I meet them and see them and talk to them. I'm very happy to talk to them.
And, you go to Washington to see your doctor, your
to
daughter.
See my daughter, yeah, Jackie.
Dr. Jackie Rari Sabet.
That's it. And about 3 weeks ago, we were in Washington, and Mujan invited us for dinner, and we were over his house, and really we talk a lot about the family and what's going on, and this is really the result of Shidroch's educating these children.
Yes.
And they are the one that he left behind, even if she is not there anymore. But we know that she was martyr in the for the faith of Baha'u'llah and
the path
and
of
this
God.
Was really a worst thing that happened to the family at that younger age.
That's true. It will go down in our history as one of the greatest martyrs, a heroine.
Yes.
Yes. Her sacrifice is unique and outstanding.
Yes.
Although all the martyrs are unique, each one.
But I was very saddened and impressed when I hear that she was one of the people that they came to her house and took her, and and this was very known that there nobody hear from her, and they presumed that she was martyr, which was. And it was a very impressive thing to hear.
You know, I often think, what would we say to any of our forefathers or martyrs, in this case Shidroch, if we had her right here, right now, if she was visiting in your home, what would you say to her? What would you have to say?
If she was alive.
What would you ask her?
If she was alive.
Yes, sir.
You would say, welcome. And so nice to see you and I hear that she was in the United States many years ago, and I did not know she was here, and I missed her, and I wish I would know she was here. But I heard recently, I don't know from whom, that she was here in Chicago visiting.
Yes.
But I didn't know. I just found out about 3-4 days ago. Somebody told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, she was there in the U.S.
Yes.
Before going back to Iran, just right around the beginning of the revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was there with Mr. Baga, and she came to the U.S. for the wedding, the Baha'i wedding of her daughter Manushi Jan.
Oh, I see.
And her
no, I didn't
and
know that.
All her three children were in the U.S. at the time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they had left Iran before the revolution, thank God.
Yeah, I see.
Yes. And what, last but not least, if I may, just a quick suggestion. What do you think she would want of us? What do you think we, her survivors, family members,
yes,
what can we do in her honor?
Yes, of course, we know, we believe that if we pray, her soul will progress. And this is one thing. And second thing is that there never been, as far as I know, any memorial on her honor in the United States.
We should have memorial meetings.
And maybe if we get the family reunion, we should dedicate some time during the family reunion to honor her memory and have a memorial session for her.
Yes,
because,
service, yes.
In the last two that we get together, we never we knew about it.
Well, I remembered her. I mentioned her in our last reunion.
Yeah.
Actually, in both of our family reunions that I've attended, two or three, I remember mentioning her.
Yeah, but
but one of the things I'm going to suggest is that we actually do teaching projects and service projects in her honor.
Yeah, that's
God willing.
Yes.
We're going to encourage them.
Very good.
As you well know, it will be 25 years since she was martyred.
Yeah, exactly.
This coming 4th of January.
4th of January,
Of 2007 will be exactly 25 years.
25 years.
And they'll be able to keep in touch.
Okay, please give my best
Thank you
God.
Again, sir. God bless you.
Give my best regards to your mistress.
All the family.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.